Dictation 4. Arthur, A-R-T-H-U-R, Wallace, W-A-L-L-A-C-E, October 959. Address as a letter to Pace, P-A-C-E, 953-5801. Dear Sirs at Pace, follow up for Mr. Wallace. I previously saw him in the hospital back September 2022. At that time, developed acute kidney injury in relation to hypovolemic shock, ATN, did not require dialysis. He did have acute pancreatitis and probably sepsis. Since that time, he was admitted to the hospital with an episode of small bowel obstruction. Back in August of 2023, did not require surgery, does have a colostomy, is at home with the help of yourself, Pace, as well as sister. Denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, tolerating oral intake. Couple of years back, a PEC tube eventually removed. Denies blood melena, denies bleeding through the stomach, denies changes in urination, no infection, cloudiness of blood or incontinence, no decreased volume. He has prior left-sided below the knee amputation for what he is wheelchair bounded. He is working with Pace, prosthesis, and trying to be mobile with the help of walker. No recent falling episode. Denies chest pain, palpitation, syncope. Minimal dyspnea on activity, not at rest. Denies orthopnea, PND. No purulent material hemoptysis. No sleep apnea. Other view system, negative. Next paragraph. Medication list review. On aspirin, Lipitor, was taking magnesium and antacid medications that are going to be stopped. The presence of aluminum and magnesium. Takes Prilosec, Zoloft. Presently, no blood pressure medicines. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph, present weight 205, blood pressure by nurse 150/94. Lungs are clear, no consolidation pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, no pericardial rapid gallop. He has a long beard, no neck masses or palpable thyroid lymph nodes, no carotid bruise, no JBD. The prior site of the PEC tube is healed, the ostomy without any active bleeding. Maybe a periostomy hernia, obesity of the abdomen, no gross edema on the right foot, left stump normal. He is very pleasant, polite, alert orientation time 3, normal speech. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries from yesterday. Creatinine 1.81. This is a change from recently. 3 months ago, 1.8. 5 months ago, 1.55. 8 months, 1.34. Before that, between 1.07 to 1.15. Before that, between 1.2 and 1.4. Present GFR represents 41, which is a stage 3B, a normal sodium potassium. There is low bicarbonate 14, probably from astomyloses, with a high chloride 116, a normal albumin, calcium, and phosphorus, a normal glucose. I added magnesium, came back normal at 1.8. Cell count, no anemia, normal platelets. Back in February, there is a kidney ultrasound. Both kidneys are atrophic. 8.1 on the right, 8.2 on the left. At that time, there was no evidence of obstruction. Urinary bladder was not distended. Prior PTH back in January was 42, not elevated. Prior albumin, normal. For the most part, liver function test normal or minor elevation of alkaline phosphatase. Prior urine analysis, no blood, no protein, 3 to 5 white blood cells, the presence of bacteria. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, probably a component of acute pre-renal state. Obligated colostomy losses, bilateral small kidneys, probably hypertensive nephrosclerosis without obstruction of urinary retention. For the most part, no major activity in the urine to suggest active glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. He takes no blood pressure medications, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, no evidence of volume overload. I do not see nephrotoxic agents. We need to avoid the exposure to aluminum in chronic kidney disease. Potassium might be exacerbating the gastrointestinal losses. I'm going to place it on hold. We will update chemistries on the next week, including magnesium. He needs bicarbonate replacement for severe metabolic acidosis, likely combination of GI losses, and acute on chronic renal failure. All issues discussed with the patient will follow with you. End of dictation.